man that he had made. That man that he had made. And he put him in the garden. You understand? Put the man in there. See? And not the man and the woman got there. He said put the man. That's what your book says. See? And when that man then he drove out. You understand? So when he put the man in the garden, the woman was in the man when he put the man in the garden. See? Then he called the dead seed to fall upon the man in the garden. As he put the man in the garden. Then he called the deep sleep to fall upon the man in the garden. And he took the woman out from the man in the garden. See, the woman was in the man when he put the man in the garden. You understand? And when he drove the man out, the woman went out with the man. See that? Not the same case, same thing in Cain's case. You understand? His wife. See, his wife, you understand, was a sin. She went right on out there with him. And out there he knew his wife, and the book said, yeah, she conceived and bare him a son.
Right.
He knew it, huh?
That's right.
See? Understand? See, and he knew it all along the road. He knew it going in, he knew it coming out. You understand what I mean?
Right.
See, we ought to use some sense. And how the devil has got us all confused and saying, right from the word go. In fact, we're talking about this God. You understand? Now you've got the cloud covered in 6 days. You've got to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days, God, the Lord God, is that what you're reading about?
Yeah.
You'll never even, and John get it straight like that.
Right.
See, now the 26th verse says that, let us make man. See, now who's God talking to there? Trust me, it's here. Right?
Right.
You see? So every way you go along, you see, you use that God. You see? And there's no way in the world to get straightened out like that. See, you'll use the title. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 6 days, now hold still, because you see, you're going to get this after. And I'm going to let you go too pretty soon. But I do want to get this point of view.
Yeah.
You see? Now look. See, now in fact that is the boy in 6 days, Lord God created him. Now look right up here at me, that bishop. See, I got him saying that. Now when I say something to him, you perk up too, you understand what I mean? See, I'm talking to you through him. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm saying to you that the Lord God did not create the heaven and earth in 6 days.
Right.
So now that looks like a direct disputation. Don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Now look up here. Look up here. See the sun rising and setting. See the sun rising and setting. Moses and them have come out of down here.
Right.
Out of Egypt. Seen the cloud and led them out of there. And saying this is just only 1490 years before the birth of Messiah. Listen. Look up here. See the sun rising and setting. Moses and them have come out of down here.
Right.
Out of Egypt. Seeing the cloud and led them out of there. I'm saying this is just only 1490 years before the birth of Messiah. You see? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now Moses is telling you, you understand, that the Lord God spake from Mount Sinai there and said, I And the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt, and after you brought them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the Lord thy God that brought thee out. They were already out then.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's right.
Get it now?
Uh-huh.
See? And remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days, the Lord God created the heavens and earth. Now you got it that the clouds and over the top of the mountain. And you see? And you said that. This is over that 6 days, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now then, I want you to go, you following me now?
Yeah.
See, I'm walking back. See, going on back to where we started from there in the first chapter of Hebrews. God, who is sent by the times and died, mm-hmm. and spake unto us by the mouth.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But happened in these last days,
uh-huh.
and spoken to us by the mouth of the servant. Is that right?
Right.
Now, I'm driven. I'm going back. You understand? See, now, well, here you are. You see, now you got the cloud coming in 6 days. You got Moses ending into the midst of the cloud. Isn't that right?
Right.
You understand? Now then, you got that. They said, let us make man. Now that's plural. You got God as one. You understand? Now you got the plural. You understand? Now you read over here in the first chapter of Genesis, verse 1. Start at the first verse. Okay. You be quick. Be quick.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm. See, now here's what I want you to see, Bishop. See, you're reading, you got your finger on.
Right.
And you were saying in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. You see, and you say, it's dogmatic. See, and all kinds of fights and riots start. About staying on the line and reading what's in the book. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
See? Now you got that in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Is that right?
Right.
Now take the 26th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now look. Now you got it that God said, let us.
Right.
Now you got God over here by himself create the heavens and the earth. You understand? Down here in Genesis, down here in Exodus, said that the Lord God made everything that there was in the sea and everything that there was in the air and everything else. And tears just running down your cheeks. You understand? Just as sincere, just as serious about it as you can be. And don't know blue do about it. You're talking about it.
Right.
How am I doing, baby? You see what I'm talking about? You understand? You see? All right. Read.
And the earth was without form and void.
And the earth was without form and void. That's after the 26th
verse. God said.
And God, see now you got it again. You see, and God said.
Let us.
Now you see what I'm talking about? Now you got in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. You see? Now you get down here to the man, and he said, now he said, God said, let us. Can you see through what I'm talking about? Now any nitwit ought to be able to see it. Now go back and go to the place up there. Get this, now, that's what I just told you. Get Exodus 24, 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now then you got the Exodus there. And now look, work quick with it. Man, so we can get on out of here. But work quick and fast. So you can get it. See? You got to have this thing this way.
Right.
You understand? Now don't shoot me. Shoot around with me and tell me, yeah, I know, but that won't work down here. See, I'm ready, but we don't care about who you are, where you come from. See? Somebody said, well, I'm the bishop. I don't care nothing about the bishop. Somebody said, well, I'm above that. I'm the archbishop. I don't care nothing about that. I'm bishop, too. I'm as big as they are down here.
just down here at 10 foot. I mean down on the earth. So that down here on earth laying up beyond all one and the same. You see, it'll make them no bigger. Understand?
That's right.
See, and I'm not exalting myself either.
That's
right. See, and they don't make them no littler than me. How's that? You see, what we're talking about is the mystery of God.
That's right.
Now, you see there, you got Daniel 20 chapters. Remember the Sabbath day, Peter Holy, for in 6 days. Now, that in 6 days, we're going to have a lot of trouble in writing this book. For in 6 days, the Lord God created the heavens and earth. He created in 6 days. No, he didn't create in 6 days. See, he created in the realm of eternity, and the clouds hung over the top of the mountain. 6 days, and Moses seen it while the sun rises and sets and sinks, so the day over the top of that mountain. God done created heaven and earth way back down in the realm of Egypt, way long before that.
Right.
In 6 days that he's talking about, you see, he's seeing the day in the 6 days. Right. Get it?
Yeah.
That's about 1,490 years before he was born.
Right.
But the heaven and earth was created long before that. Then listen. Why are you listening to me? Can't you tell me how in the world that God is going to create a creation in a day when he first got to create the day before he can create something in it? What's the matter with you? You see what I'm talking about? You're saying that God created the heavens and earth in 6 days. You see, you understand that what you were saying? Right? Now God, see, you got him one, then you got down and then you got plural, making a man like us. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? You see? Then you got him 6 days, great. Don't you see? They did. What you're reading about is in sundry times. You see, he showed this unto them. But you understand?
Right.
Through visions and revelation. He knows to see in the vision. Just like when you go home from here, you turn your television.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at something that's in New York.
Right.
You understand? You're looking at something maybe anywhere. See, that's a tell a vision. And that's what this is, that's what Moses is doing.
That's right.
He's telling a vision. And he sees a vision in 6 days as the clouds and the sun rose and set. Now he's telling it in the first chapter of Genesis, in the beginning of the vision, he's telling you what happened while the clouds covered the mountain 6 days. You see what I mean? And on the seventh day, that cloud, you understand, was over that mountain. You understand? Why, he rested. How would they know? You see what I'm talking about? Now, he had told them to get a man. 6 days. And on the 6 days, get enough for the seven. Don't get none on the seventh. You understand? That's the first anybody on earth knew anything at all about the Sabbath.
That's right.
And so he rested on that day that they didn't get no manna. He saw him in the vision. Now they didn't get the manna because Moses saw the vision.
Right.
They didn't get the manna because he spoke from the mountain.
That's right.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now these are things that we just have to know. And we just have to see. And until such time that we can't see, we're going to be confused, and we're going to have this idea wondering whether God is alive or dead. We don't understand his omnipresence. You see, in the 6 days. See, God did not create the heavens and earth in those 6 days. Now listen, I said that so plain so you can see that. You understand? What Moses is talking about here is, you see, what they're talking about here is seeing the vision, the 6 days that the clouds hung over the top of the mountain. You understand what I'm talking about? Now look. Listen, Roger. Now I just got through saying he didn't create it in 6 days. Then you just got through reading to me that he did create it in 6 days. You understand?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Now it just looks like I'm wrong. Or else Moses is wrong, something wrong somewhere. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
See, you're seeing the rerun of this vision. Of the act of creation. He's seeing the vision of God is rerunning it over again. Then it took 6 days of death of our sons rising and set. And on the Sabbath day, which was the day that they didn't gather no manna on down there, which he'd been in there, he rested that day. You understand?
Right.
And it took him that time to show the creation. You understand? Now listen. Said, let us, let there be like they're going to tell us deep. See, you do that big groan to take this one. You see what I mean? Now he said, let, he speaks to me and said, let there be light. And there was light.
Right.
Let the waters above divide from the waters beneath. You understand? Let the dry land appear. He said, let this happen. Let that happen. You understand? He's talking about speaking now. You understand? And he was speaking in Hebrew too. So Moses could understand. Because Moses was Hebrew. Now here's what I want, to wipe out now. Here's what I carry into the depths. See, when he actually created. He didn't say anything.
Right.
He just grabbed the pain that way. You understand? But now for Moses, it's too big. See, you got to have something to say here.
That's right.
See? You understand what I'm talking about? He just performed what he had in his mind. You understand? There wasn't nobody say, us, nothing like that, too. Because all of us and everything was that same thing. Well, nobody was convinced that the light divides into the darkness. You understand? Well, nobody that.
Right.
And if he had been speaking, there wouldn't have been nobody that admitted that.
That's right.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'm driving up to show you. Now, he's in habit. He's telling you. Isaiah 57:15 said, he inhabits eternity. Listen, folks. Eternity is a day. Listen at me now. Eternity is the day that has no beginning. And it has no ending.
Right.
You have nowhere to start it. You don't have nowhere to end it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you was going to start it, as you say, you understand, then you would start it. See, in a day that already was created, you understand, it's already there, and then God did something in that day that was already created.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
Yes.
You see? Now, we're talking about God and who in sunrise eyes and diving manners makers of the flesh out of the rock. And then he last day, and I tried to show you. And they saw the God of Israel, that's in your book. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had God create heaven and earth in 6 days. Is that right? And every way you start, you remember you said, God did.
That's right.
God did. And you said, God did this. And then finally got around to the place where, in the Genesis 1:26, where God said, let us make man. Now you buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Get the point? Now here's what the troubles is. Now if they had translated that right in your book in the first place, you wouldn't have been in all that trouble.
Right.
Now I'm going back, right over the same version, you understand? Right quick. I want to go. Check.
Thank you.
See, in other words, that's the vision that you're reading about in Genesis. See, he's telling a vision in Genesis. And look, thy drink was scripture. See, that scripture, come by vision. And it come by revelation. And Moses tell him what he saw in the vision. Said in the vision, he said in the spirit. Oh, he couldn't see pure spirit without shape and form. You understand? He couldn't see that. He couldn't identify. So then he said, Elohim, which means that this pure spirit in the shape and form that you could see in that vision. That's what created. Now to read the difference being in the first chapter of Genesis and in your book, and read the difference in the first chapter of Genesis and the other.
In the beginning, God.
In the beginning, God.
Created the heaven and the earth.
That's right.
And the earth was without form.
Please. Well, that's enough. I don't want no more than that. Because if you do, we lose the continuity of thought. Not reading any other.
In the beginning,
Lord. See, God said. So now when it gets down to 1:26, the plurality of it says, there! It was thought all along.
Right.
In the beginning, Elohim, which was that. You understand? And there was no distance between in the beginning. And the Elohim created. In the beginning, Elohim made the man. I said, let us make man. You see? But you see, we got it torn or twisted up here. You understand what I'm talking about? We don't see. We don't understand. Now, you remember I was talking about Adam and Eve? You understand? Now look, if this man, Elohim, you see? See, he wouldn't get sleep. Well, I talk. See, even angels. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They don't tread along now. I don't blame you for going out here saying, I don't believe in that what that man said. There ain't no way for you to believe it unless you understand.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now this Lord, which meant both of the spirits in that embodiment. See, showing, as we might say, in words you might understand. See, God, you see, us the Father. You understand?
Right.
And I say, embodying all of essence and everything. You understand what I'm talking about? In shape and form. See, he is masculine and feminine within himself. You understand? He's male and female within himself. You understand? So then everything that was produced had to be produced, male and female. Now listen at me, Wallace, that's the reason why. He's reaching down there and making a man. You see, with the woman in him.
Right.
You see, because you see, both of men.
Right.
You understand? See, because both of them are in Elohim.
You're
pure spirit. You see, and therefore the man is in the likeness and image of Elohim. And when you say image, you're talking about something that can be described. You see, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That when you talk about image, you're talking about something you can look at, something that you can see, that you can show somebody else. You understand?
Yeah.
So man was made in the likeness and image, you understand? But when you come to the fathership degree, you understand, or pure spirit, without any shape or form, you have no image.
That's right.
You see how deep it is?
Mm-hmm.
See how deep it is? And listen, Buster, you sitting right on that seat, right where you are. And sister, you sitting right there where you are. You both have masculine and feminine genes in your body. I'm talking about the man has feminine in his body. And I'm talking about the woman, she has masculine in her body. You heard me, you're not blind. Because it's got to be that way on account of this. So therefore, everything has got to be produced in that respect. Doesn't make any difference what field it is. For it to have its perpetuation, whether it's a vegetable or animal. You understand? It's got to be that way. You understand? Isn't that wonderful? He said, now God, who in sundry times and in many ways, is one way he speaks to you. See? You understand the terms, the language, you see? You get it?
Yeah.
And I was man, spoke unto us in times past, spoken by the mouth of the prophets, Moses and the prophets. You understand? Then God himself, you understand, took on that shape and that form. See, born of the Virgin. See, then just like Adam was born of the Virgin. Virgin Mother Earth, Father. See, that's the only son, the Virgin, that has that thing. That man that got out, that's the only one. All the rest of it. You see, he had to come from that one that he got out of that. Is that right?
Right.
So then, this was him, you understand, when he died, and he went to the grave, you understand? Then, just like Adam, his wife, his bride, you understand? All you have to do is just look. It's just as easy to follow love, and the only reason why, if we don't understand, the only reason why we can't get this love, we don't understand. Now you see, Israel was God's wife. She was his bride, thank you. You understand? Now, truly, see, when he went into the house of earth, you understand? Resurrected from the dead. Had to go in his side to take that woman out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
See, he was plural, but then you understand?
Right.
You understand? You see, you understand?
Right.
Had to go in that side and take that woman out of there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Not in here. He's got to, if he's going to fulfill this back here,
right.
And then he's got to be comforted in something.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You see? And then Adam, you see, when he awake, he saw his wife. You see, and he knew, is that right?
Yeah.
The same thing got to happen over here.
That's right.
When he goes to sleep, punctured in the side out there on the clock, goes to sleep, you understand? Laid down there, Joseph Newton, and it's got to be over the Sabbath day, too. You understand what I'm talking about? And then when he resurrects from the dead, you understand? Then his wife has got to be right there. You understand? That man is a saint who slept in the dust of the earth, robed in the middle. Isn't that right? Well, then what are they? If you go back in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, it's a whole house of Israel.
Right.
Dry bones in the valley.
Right.
We haven't done priests and had people knocking off. You understand what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That whole house of Israel. You see, the dry bones. Some man, priest, has done the prophesied of the winds. Isn't that right?
Right.
Now you got to that God breathed into Adam nothing. Life he became a living soul. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got him, now you got Messiah raising from the dead. Now watch, you see, them things are just all you do, just go. You guys just trying to tell me you're alive when you're dead. You understand? Nobody breathed on you. You understand? You can't understand this mystery from start to finish. You can't see that he's Lord, a God is backing and sending, holding that one embodiment, showed it down in here. By making a man like that. You understand?
Right.
And making him look. Everything coming from him. You understand? And that's the way it is back yonder. You understand? And that's the way you got your Bible all twisted up here. Now, in the text act of Genesis, it says, and he Lord. Now, in the beginning, he Lord. It didn't say God there. You understand? But he Lord. See, which meant that spirit, and that spirit, and that shape, and in that part, that he made everything by reaching back. In that other seven, you understand? That the universe matched the same, and he took out of that. You understand what I'm talking about? He made it. Everything that was made, both natural, physical, and intermediate. And listen, let me tell you, for your information, you're going right back the same way you come. Ain't that right? If you don't know the way you come, you sure in hell don't know the way back.
Right.
That's right. Well, that's where you have to go. Right through hell. That's why I said that. You understand? I mean, I hope you got me some money. You understand? My engine's all that I want to get. But I wanted you to see that Paul was talking in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And I wanted you to see in confirmation of what he said. Can I go on and say it? Now listen. Now we told you about saying about the Hebrews. Know whether Paul wrote it or whether somebody else wrote it. You understand that question? You understand? And I'm telling you that Paul didn't write none of it. You understand? Moses never wrote none of it. You understand? Yes, I know. The dead of it says Moses wrote it. Master Moses wrote. I know all of that. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I know it speaks of there on the Isle of Patmos. When John was on the Isle of Patmos, said, what you see? I said, write in a book. Ain't that right? and send it to the... I know all of that, but here's what I want you to see. That what he is writing down there in that book, God has to give it up and finish by faith. You understand? He's up. That is the epistle to the Hebrews. What is the epistle to any of them? You understand? It's not Paul. You understand? And it's not Peter. And it's not then. That's when my tithe is. It's so perfect. One with the other. And comes out through the dispensation. And you understand? Because God is the heart and the finisher of my will. And that's how it comes on down. Out of the spiritual realm. And on down into the material realm. You understand? And on down through the dispensation of the name. Don't make no mistakes, you understand? One prophet and the other, he's speaking to us. It is God that is speaking through the mouth of the prophet. Not the prophet speaking. God speaking through me. And but now these last days, he's spoken to us by his son. And which means that for you, if you can understand, that God in the life. You understand? That who is the author and the finisher of all that. You understand? It's coming all down through the dispensation. And it ain't an honor, but everything that comes into it. That's the reason why there can't be no mistake. There can't be no error. Can't be no misunderstanding about every man.
Understanding about that. See, just lexicographically speaking. You know what I mean by that? Just by the dictionary interpretation or meaning of scripture. See, everything, and this is in the broad general sense, everything that is written is scripture.
Right.
You see? But when you get down to the divine, the etymological meaning of the word scripture, you see, then you got something else.
That's right.
Now the Messiah, Yahshua the Messiah, no, not Jesus Christ. Dr. Mixon just corrected that. That's all we've known all our lives, but they are not the true names for God, His Son, nor the Holy Ghost. See? Yahweh, or the Yahweh is His name. That is the Father. And the Son is Yahshua. Now he said over there in the 5th chapter of St. John, I came in my Father's name. Now you know you are named after your father too. You have a family name. Your name might be Allen or Smith or what have you, but you carry a portion of your father's name. Is that right? See, so if the father's name is Yahweh, then the son had to have some portion of that name to be coming in his father's name. Is that right? So it's the son's name was Yahshua. The Shua means Savior. See? Now the name of the Holy Ghost is Elohim, or Elohim. Now unless you preach in those names, see, you're not preaching the true God of the stellar and ecclesiastical universe. I'm talking about the God that made everything that there is. See? And you can only know Him for a surety if you preach according to those titles. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now going back to what I was talking about, Yahshua, the Messiah, saved. John 5:38. Search the scripture. Now, what is he talking about? Is he talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? No, he cannot be, because they are not yet written when he speaks these words.
Right.
See? He's walking around on the earth. Matthew has not picked up a pen. Neither has John, or none of the rest of the disciples. You see, when he speaks these words, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. Now what he was talking about was the old Torah, you understand, that those Jews had. That's the book of the law, you understand, and the prophets. The law is the first five books of your Bible, you understand, and the books of the prophecy like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and what have you. Now look, the law, which are the first five books, and the books of the prophecy, look, one verifies and confirms the other. You understand? Those are God's two witnesses. You understand? And when you, whatever you see in one, it's got to be checked out in the other. You understand? But now, if you don't get it that way, then you miss the boat altogether. See? Now, let's just try an example of what I'm talking about and see how it works. See, Moses was sent to deliver the children of Israel. See? Now, Moses had an impediment of speech. He said so himself when God told him to go back down into Egypt. And he said that he had an impediment of speech. You understand? In other words, he was a stammerer.
That's right.
Couldn't speak plain. We call it tie tongue. See? Now, he's sent to deliver these people out of bondage out of Egypt. A typical man, a type and a shadow of him that is to come. You see?
Right.
Now Moses in Deuteronomy 15:15 said this. Said, the Lord thy God, and speaking to the children of Israel, the Lord thy God shall raise up unto thee a prophet like unto me of your own people. You understand? And him shall you hear.
Right.
See? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's in the law.
That's right.
So that's got to be verified in the prophecy. So Isaiah said, and in reference to him that was to come, listen now, he said, with stammering lips, you see that tight-tongueness? You see that stammering of lips? With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto my people.
Right.
Prophesying of him that was to come. I'm talking about this Jesus or Yahshua. See? Now when he comes in, see, here it's a stammering lips and another tongue. See, whatever he said to them in parable. You understand? He said, a sower went forth to sow a seed. Talking plain English, as it were. He didn't speak English, but I'm just using that as a reference. You see? But yet still, what he had to say, You see, it was just as difficult to understand if somebody talking to you tired tongue.
Right.
Or stammering. Did they miss the boat clear clipping? See, so then, without a parable, spake he nothing.
Right.
You understand? He didn't speak a thing without a parable.
Right.
Now, you see how the law and the prophecy had verified him. You understand? Let's try another. The law says, or we see by the law, that first son that was born into the world, Adam I'm talking about. You see? Now he's a figure, so is Paul, of him that is to come.
Right.
Romans 5:14.
Right.
See, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not seen, according to the similitude of Adam's transgression, who was a figure of him that was to come.
Right.
So this Adam was just a type and a shadow of him that was to come.
Right.
You understand? Now he was brought forth from virgin mother earth.
Right.
Is that right? No sin had been committed on her.
Right.
She was a virgin.